Welcome to Caught Doing Something Good, a program that shines the spotlight on the positive aspects of youth in our community. This month, we learn about the extraordinary friendship of Victoria Fisher and Lauren Jones of Unalakleet, Alaska. Join me, Karen Trope, to learn more. Friendship is a vital and beautiful thing. At its best, that bond inspires and challenges friends to be the best people they can be. And in certain exemplary cases, the spirit and energy of that bond also benefits their community. This kind of friendship can be found in Victoria and Lauren.
My name's Victoria. I'm in eighth grade.
My name is Lauren, and I'm in eighth grade too.
Their story starts, as many do, with a really good book.
Lauren and I have been friends for around 4-5 years.
Yeah.
We became friends when we both got the same book from the book fair.
I actually recommended it to her, and I got it, and she saw me got it, and I'm like, I bet you this is a really good book. And she's like, well, I'll probably get it tomorrow. And then, yeah, she got it next day, and then we just talked about it. It was really fun, though.
It was.
While initially bonded by a shared love of reading, their friendship blossomed as a healthy competition bloomed.
It kind of just happened naturally. We would tell each other our scores at the end of fifth
test
grade.
Scores.
Yeah, so we'd be like, but we didn't know it yet that we were kind of competing. We just
try to do better each time.
Yeah. We just compete a lot in math too.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, we push each other to go harder in math. It just challenges us.
We're super supportive of each other too.
Yeah.
Like if one gets 100, we're like, woo, go, yeah.
We just pushed each other to do better in school and be better people for around us.
Oh yeah, that too. It's not even just in school activities or anything. We're more, let's give compliments to everybody today.
Yeah, we have tried to give as many compliments to people as we could.
What started as a modest effort for improved school grades courageously snowballed into a larger goal, what they perceived as a waning school spirit.
We kind of realized that like our school needed a little bit more spirit at the time. At the beginning of the year, everybody was just like, they didn't want to come to school. They didn't want to participate in anything, and then we kind of just like form this kind of group.
So we do pep rallies. We've done two of them so far. The youth leaders, Lauren and I, we like gave ideas, planned them. What are we gonna do? Like we've had the little kids go out in there and dance with them. So it was fun watching smiles like bloom on everyone's faces.
Yeah.
We do the quote of the day, which is always good.
Yeah, these quotes are about encouraging people, and we do these every day in the morning
every
announcements.
Day.
Yeah.
So we've already seen changes, even if they're small, like little baby steps. They're getting there, and I hope by the end of the school year we'll be a great school.
Since Victoria and Lauren have found great support in each other, it's not surprising that their strength lies in numbers, including their peers, principal, and school counselor.
It's not just us who are doing changing, but there are other people in our group. We talk to our principal, and Ms. Rausch helps us a lot too with that.
So much improvement with her just here.
Yeah, people are starting to open up and kind of do better in the school.
Yeah.
And it helps with us too, that we are here to help other people and that we're learning that to open up ourselves and to connect with people and try to make it better for them, and they make it better for us too.
Lauren and Victoria have already begun to see the fruits of their labor, citing less name-calling, fighting, and conflict in their school hallways. They have big goals, but they celebrate every small victory for what it is. For example, when I asked them how they would approach a withdrawn senior, they were both on the same page.
Start off small. Give them a smile. Let them know that they're doing good.
Yeah, just compliments.
No matter how far they are, how behind.
You start off small, and then you get bigger as time goes.
At least try to get them out to do something, to get a little bit of their spirit up. And once you warm up to them, you'll be able to make more of a change.
Even if they're, like, hard to open up to, you still have to try your best to get to know them and tell them that it's okay and just encourage them to do their best around other people.
Even if we are in eighth grade and they're seniors, so they got all their test scores, they got college to worry about, I feel like it'd just be being a good person would help them. For our small community, just like one word gets around, like, oh, this person did this for me today, like, oh, that's so nice, and it all spread throughout, and it's always nice to hear back from people.
And then they just tell other people about it, and you're like, you're just so amazed that you changed those people and you helped them, and it's so encouraging to get to know that.
It really is.
Yeah.
Start off small, have good follow through, and lead by example. These are just some of the qualities that make Lauren and Victoria not only great friends, but inspirational leaders in their community. For Caught Doing Something Good, I'm Karen Trope. Thank you to everyone who made this episode possible, especially the staff and teachers at Unalakleet School. If you know a student who's doing good in their community, feel free to contact us at cdsg@kanawum.org or call us at 443-5221. Our theme music was composed by Mystery Mammal. Caught Doing Something Good. It's time to take the spotlight and shine it on the positive.